Hi everyone, we're sharing the first public status update from Regenesis Labs, the execution arm of the Decentraland DAO. As announced in previous proposals and governance documents, we will publish monthly operational updates to keep the community and stakeholders informed of our progress and priorities. Scope of this update: May 11, June 30. The DAO Council approved the budget proposal to finance Regenesis Labs on May 11. The governance proposal required by the DAO committee to ratify the fund transfer was also approved on June 10. On June 12, the portion of the funds needed to cover operational expenses for April and May was transferred in stablecoins. On June 15, the remaining funds in MANA were transferred to the Regenesis Labs treasury. As we announced early on, our first months will focus on operationalizing Regenesis Labs and hiring key roles to support our core development efforts. To simplify tracking, updates in the future will follow a calendar month cadence. This update, since it's the first one, covers May 11 to June 30. Hiring: we've agreed with the Decentraland Foundation to use the existing Lever page as our hiring platform. Each organization will manage its own listings and hiring pipelines with separate branding and descriptions. About DCL Regenesis Labs: DCL Regenesis Labs is the execution arm of the Decentraland DAO, created to bring community-driven initiatives to life. It leads the development of open-source tools and platforms that expand the creative possibilities of the metaverse, including efforts in VR, mobile, and creator-focused tech. Regenesis Labs also manages community funding initiatives, supports public goods, organizes metaverse-native events, and collaborates with creators to push the boundaries of what's possible in Decentraland. We reviewed over 300 applications for the operations lead role. In the end, I chose to hire from within the ecosystem, following one of our core values: ecosystem first, excellence always. We prioritize working with Decentraland community members, builders, and contributors if they can deliver high-quality and cost-effective projects. But when necessary, we remain open to external talent to ensure the best possible outcomes. That's why I decided to bring on Juan Castanelli. Juan is a criminal lawyer with extensive experience in Decentraland, having served as Grant Accountability Manager from 2022 to 2024. He currently serves as executive secretary at an arts foundation managing a $2.2 million annual budget. He holds diplomas in digital and crypto economy and law, and has consistently demonstrated professionalism and reliability in his work with the DAO. Given that the ops lead role will hold a key for the operational wallet right away and a key for the Regenesis Labs treasury in the midterm, trust was key and this decision allowed us to move quickly. We've also kicked off the search for a product manager for the R&D team, who is responsible for the development of Decentraland's mobile and VR clients. This role is key to delivering public versions of the apps in mobile and VR stores and shifting the team's focus from technical experimentation toward consumer-grade products. So far, we've received around 180 applications, but very few have gaming or immersive tech experience. We are evaluating partnering with a recruiting agency to reach a more targeted pool of candidates and fill the role during July as proposed on the hiring plan. If you know someone who might be a fit, please share the listing with them. Regenesis Labs operational setup: we started the process of registering DCL Regenesis Labs Foundation in the Cayman Islands, working with CLS, a legal firm specialized in decentralized projects. The initial version of our financial infrastructure is in place. We'll be using Request Finance to manage invoicing and payments. We secured the following domains: disfuregenetislabs.size, disfuregenetislabs.org, and disfuregenetislabs.com. We set up Slack, Notion, and Google Workspace for team collaboration. We partnered with Mimic to deploy a smart vault that will progressively swap MANA into stablecoins programmatically, avoiding negative price impact on open markets. This is the same technology the DAO committee used in the past for grants funding. This will help us stabilize Regenesis Labs' operational treasury. So far, Juan Castanelli has been added as a signer in the Regenesis Labs operational multisig. This wallet does not hold the full MANA allocation, which is secured in the treasury multisig with DAO Council members, but only the portion needed for operations and project execution. Ongoing projects, research and development team: the team is focused on ensuring that multiplayer and communication features work seamlessly across clients to deliver a truly social experience, including voice chat, avatar visibility, and text chat. The Bevy implementation is currently being tested with promising results as a potential browser-based Decentraland Explorer in anticipation of the Foundation's future deprecation of the legacy client. The team is preparing a roadmap to share with the community, aiming to have production-ready versions of the clients they're developing by Q1 2026. For more details, please check the last town hall recording where the team made an extensive demo on the current state of the clients. SDK 7 migration. We extended the mandate of the coding cave team, responsible for migrating scenes from SDK 6 to SDK 7 since their grant ended in May. They've been working on migrating the in-world wearables store and will engage in future content projects. Fine, hence transparency. We will share a quarterly financial report, including a budget vs actuals breakdown for each budget category, so everyone can track how we're doing. In every monthly status update, we will include movements from the DAO Treasury to Regenesis Labs operational wallets, as well as Mana cell transactions. DAO Treasury to Regenesis Labs operational wallet transfers, 125,000 UST and 1,500,000 Mana. Mana cell transactions, TWAP 139,300 Mana. In the future, the report cadency will be as follows: monthly status updates, quarterly transparency reports with financial breakdowns, yearly operational reports. If you have any questions, feedback, or referrals for the roles we're hiring, feel free to reach out on the Decentraland forum or Discord. Genus ET, Executive Director, DCL Regenesis Labs.